Pulse.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. As we have been speaking about the Epsom, could it be the day for Ice Bath, who has been so close in so many Group 1s? Trainer Brad Widdop joins us now. Morning, Brad.
Hey, Michael.
Gee, she's come back well. I know you don't want to get too confident too early, but it looks a really nice race, the Epsom, for her on Saturday, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we've sort of been down that path before too. Look, you know, she ran terrific last year and ran eighth. So, you know, look, they're hard races to win. We know that, but look, she's in terrific order leading up for Saturday.
Gets in with a nice weight. She loves the track. Heavy track conditions is what we're expecting. She's placed, what, 7 out of 9. So that record says that she loves it. What do you think is her favourite track condition?
Oh, it's hard to say. You know, it's more, I think it's more her racing manners. You know, the problem with her, the track bias and things like that come into play. Like, obviously, she handles heavy tracks really well, but she, you know, she did win a $2 million race on a good three, and she did run a close second in the Cantala at Flemington on a good three. So, you know, I think it's just more, you know, tempo in the race and where she's at. You know, I think she's adaptable, put it that way.
Only a smallish field for an Epsom, so do you think that will suit her?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, if we can get her to bounce like she did last start and have her in, you know, that midfield position, it definitely helps her. There looks to be a little bit of speed in the race. You know, you'd imagine Nimalee, Ellsberg, you know, a couple of the other, I think there's about four there with speed. So, you know, if she can get sort of in the back of them and be in front of a couple, it'd be great.
It's always nice to have James McDonald in the saddle as well. What's your gut feel about who's the hardest to beat on Saturday?
Oh, well, you know, it is a bit tricky how the race has come up. But I think, you know, I think obviously Top Rank's there about. You know, Waller's horse is always hard to beat. Look, yeah, look, there's no gimme there, but, you know, I think we just got to turn up and perform and you know, worry about ourselves, really. And, look, all I can say, she's in fantastic order. She had a main go yesterday morning. She's come through that excellent. She's bright and happy. And, you know, we've just got a couple of days to go. So, look, you know, I think it's just more or less if she turns up and races how she has been, I'm sure she's going to give it a good shake.
Well, she gets a great opportunity to finally break through at Group 1 level on Saturday. If she does that, I know she's still in the Cox plate. What are you thinking post the Epsom?
Well, I'll leave that one to the owners, but, you know, I've sort of got to keep options open for them. She's in the invitation. She's, you know, it's a $2 million race for fillies and mares. You know, and obviously the Cox plate this year, there doesn't look to be any overseas horses coming. Obviously, the horses we've got here are quite strong as well, like Animo and Zaki and Alligator Blood and Mr. Brightside and On Thunderstruck. You know, they're not bad horses to rattle off off the top of your head, and I've probably gotten a couple more there. But, yeah, look, I think we've just got to keep our options open, see what form she's in and what suits her best. But, you know, we'll just get through Saturday first.
Well, there's plenty to choose from. You've got a Champions Mile as well at Flemington over Cup Week. So it's a good position to be in. Have you got a Wednesday winner for us at Rose Hill?
Oh, look, look, a stellar performer. She races very well first up. Big field. It's, this time of year, it's strong racing. So she'll need to be the best. But I'm sure if she gets the right sort of run, she'll get back. I'm sure she'll be finishing strong late.
It's a nice value each way play, about $26. Hey, good on you, Brad. Best of luck for the weekend.
Good on you. Thanks.